Welcome. You have tuned in to WWGH 107.1 FM radio. The voice you hear is Linda Sims, and the name of my program is A Voice of a People. Thank you once again. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Don't forget, you have the opportunity to download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhone, laptop, or computers, or any other electronic device that you may have that I don't know about, and search WWGH on any electronic device. That way you will have the app, the radio station, and the other programs that we have to offer you. If you have any questions or comments, please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialists, LLC, location 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Logos also have a ongoing announcement, free produce market every second Saturday of every month, which will be coming up in a couple weeks. Time, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Fresh, free fresh food, no appointment or pre-registration or paperwork required. Individuals will be asked to sign in at the produce market and provide their name and number of people in their families. Inspect Ohio, your home inspection company, LLC. And you only need to call them one time. And they do have 25 years of experience working for you. That is, their location is LaRue, Ohio. Their telephone number is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today, coming from the desk of Linda. And it goes like this. The more you hold on to a particular thought, the more power you invest in it. Positive thoughts give us energy and strength. Negative thoughts rob us of power and make us feel tired and strained. By nature, we are positive creatures, okay? Negativity is the result of faulty thinking. You can change if you want to. You can't control other people or situations or circumstances, but you can control what is going on inside you. It takes time to change and transform those old patterns of thinking. Be patient with yourself. It starts with a thought today. So keep that in mind. We are positive by nature, and all the negativity comes from our thoughts. I was going to say positive creatures by nature, and I guess it still all means the same thing. Okay. Now, I am just waiting for my guest, and hopefully they will be here in a few minutes, but until they do show up, I will go ahead and go on with something else. And please register to vote. The elections for 2018 are coming up very fast. And if you haven't registered to vote, please register to vote. Not only register to vote, vote. Go vote your mind, your thoughts. 'Cause we need you. We need you on every hand to be out there voting and voicing your opinions. Okay, I know that I had my telephone here. Just one second. I can bring up something for you today. Something that I started some time ago, and I didn't get a chance to finish it. Okay, just one second. Bear with me. I don't like when these things happen, but I was pretty sure that my guest was going to be here. And I started a subject called 8 Ways to Stop Overthinking. 8 Ways to Stop Overthinking. So we'll go back to that subject, because that seems to be a subject that we all are guilty of, and we can get so caught up into overthinking. So let's see what it says to help us out. Okay. 8 ways to stop overthinking and find peace in the present moment. Okay. Let's start here. Accept that you have a problem with overthinking. The first step to healing is acknowledging that you have a problem. If you feel like you can't get out of your own head and overthinking is stopping you from living a happy life, making decisions, getting things done, or forming meaningful relationships, then you have a problem. If you find yourself spiraling into negativity and depression when bad things happen, you have a problem. If your anxiety about the future is stopping you from enjoying the present, you have a problem. Burying your head in the sand or denying this reality will only make the situation worse. If you are not sure if you have a problem, ask your friends and loved ones to be honest with you, because they are usually the ones who will see it, even if you cannot. Why is that? Because those are the people that you confide in. And when they see you coming, they see that you are still on the same note, the same page, and you have not moved on. So that means that you're still thinking about that certain thing, okay, that you can't seem to get past or get beyond. And they know you, and they say, well, here they come again, and I know she's going to start up this conversation about that same thing, even though other people have given you advice. And, you know, sometimes you may even know the answer. But the thing is, you haven't brought yourself to the position to move on. Accept it for what it really is. Because no matter how much you think about it, it is what it is. If you can't change what it is, then there's no need of you trying to push it and pull it and make it adapt to you or what you want it to be or what you think that it is. It is what it is. They say that you can take a pig out of the pigsty, wash it, bathe it, put a pink ribbon on it and everything, but he will still go right back out there and get in the slop. So a pig is still a pig. So your situation is still your situation. Either you deal with it the way it is and be happy with that, or you move on with your own life. You move on, you turn that page and say, well, this was a chapter in my life, you know, and this chapter has come to an end, and I'm going to turn the page, and I'm going to chapter 2, or wherever you are in your life. And don't feel bad. Don't feel guilty. I mean, hey, no regrets. Things happen in life for a reason. Either you learn from it, or you don't. But either way, do not try to twist it and turn it and make it to be what you want it to be. Just move on. Okay? And once you can admit that you are an overthinker, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for being in that position where that you thought that you could make it work and you couldn't make it work. Okay? So just forgive yourself, because, you know, we're just people, we're just human beings, and we just want everything to be positive and everything to work out for our good. But everything does work out for your good. It just depends on, you may not see it at the moment, how it may profit you, because it just didn't work out to be the thing that you needed it to be, or the thing that you wanted it to be. You know, move on. But that thing that you need, that thing that you want, is out there. And once you move all the negativity and all those things that are putting up these roadblocks to you moving on and having success, or moving on and having happiness come into your life, or love to come into your life, or that job that you really want, you know, feel good about it and let that move on out of your way. So don't feel bad. Just say, okay, I'm just here for a moment. I was here for a moment, but you know what? I got my coat on, my shoes and my boots, and I'm out. I'm out. You know, if you want to see me again, you have to catch me on the other side. And just move on. So you have to forgive yourself, because the brain is actually wired to make overthinking a natural tendency. Okay, and this is according to psychologists, the leading expert in this field. The organization of your brain sets us up for overthinking because our thoughts and memories are intrinsically woven together, not compartmentalized. So when stressors are triggered or you get into a bad mood, it can unlock a cascade of racing negative thoughts that have nothing to do with the original trigger for the bad mood. Okay? Now, Nolan Hoskema gives the example of when poor job performance causes you to think about your aunt who died last year. See how our brain works? It seems like it has a memory that, oh, wow, I remember that. I remember that person. But, you know, it can take you through a lot of things, and all of a sudden they pop up in your mind that could have been 50, 60 years ago. It depends on how old you are, okay? So he says he has poor job performances, but it makes him think about his aunt who died last year. Furthermore, when something bad happens or someone is feeling negative, they are more likely to think negative things and also see connections that may not actually exist between all the bad events that have happened in their lives. The more frequently this happens, the more likely the individual is to engage in this overthinking pattern in the future. While the brain might be wired to make these associations, once you become aware, you can begin to solve the problem. Now, some of these I went over before a couple of weeks ago, but I'm just going to reiterate certain points, and then I will get down to the points that were not covered in that broadcast. Number 3, breathe more. Inhale, exhale. If our brains are wired in this interconnected spider web, where one bad event can trigger a tidal wave of negative thought associations, how can we break this pattern? The first and easiest thing we can do is breathe. Breathing will relax you, calm you, connect you to the present moment, and ground you to Mother Earth. It sounds so simple, but often when our mind starts to race to bad places, we become manic and frantic, when what we need to do is relax the body and mind. The breathing technique that works for me involves lying down and taking a 2-second long, deep inhalation. In, out. In, out. Through the nose. Followed by a 4-second long exhalation. Out. Through the mouth. This breathing pattern increases the CO2, the oxygen, in the bloodstream, which can relax the body and calm the adrenal system's response to the obsessive thoughts. Do this for like 10 minutes or until the excessive thinking slows down. So that's an exercise I think that we all can do. It's not all about overthinking. Sometimes those breathing techniques help to even calm you down. You know, if you're racing or running around the house and you're trying to get certain things accomplished in the home, and you may have an appointment to go, just running and racing in a circle and you're not really getting anything done, So I don't know if you've been there before. You just take a moment, breathe deeply in, and exhale slowly out for maybe 4 or 5 seconds. And it helps. It just really helps, okay? Talk less. That's number 4. So many overthinkers, especially those of us of the female persuasion, can't help but want to talk it out. When we are feeling stressed and worried, while talking about the worries can sometimes help. It usually will make things worse, especially if the person you are talking to is also an overthinker, and you spend the entire time overanalyzing and dissecting every detail of every negative problem in your life. You might end up working yourself up into a frenzy of negativity and feeling even more upset after the conversation. This type of co-rumination, where two ruminators get together to overthink about their lives together. Oh, you and your best friend, right? You're still going on events that you have shared together 20, 30, 40 years ago, okay? And neither one of you have moved on from that spot. Maybe one of you have and the other one hasn't. But you get with your best friend and that's over coffee or breakfast or lunch, maybe even a shopping spree. And every time you come together, that's what you talk about. That can lead both people deeper into negativity and stress. For example, an association between co-rumination amongst female friends and increases in the stress hormone cortisol. If you really feel the need to express your issues, you can always write them down to clear them out of your mind and realize that your concerns might sound silly when you read them back to yourself. This type of free association journaling has been incredibly beneficial for me. Get physical, number 5, and get busy. Remember, we're talking about 8 ways to overcome being an overthinker. It's number 5, get physical and get busy. What should you do instead of talking? Well, you already know to breathe. Inhale. Exhale. To calm the body and mind. But sometimes you just want to let the energy out. In this case, it can be incredibly beneficial to do something physical, whether it is going for a brisk walk, playing with a pet or children, doing yoga, playing sports, swimming, or running. Activities that are both mentally and physically engrossing are the best because they require enough absorption to pull you out of obsessive thinking patterns and into a state of flow. In addition to physical exercises, engrossing activities that stimulate the brain can also be effective for redirecting obsessive thought patterns. Playing cards, learning a language, or playing all different types of games can be great diversions or interpreters of these thoughts. Or you could always learn a new hobby, make art, draw, paint, or take up crafting, such as making jewelry, clothes, dream catchers, hair extensions, really anything. You might actually discover a hidden talent you never knew you had, or be able to start a new career or meet new people as a result. Now that sounds like a good thing. Start a new career and meet new people as a result. And you know, a friend of mine, she just took up art classes. And she freelance draws artists on canvas. And she enjoys it very much. So I'm proud of her for stepping out of her comfort zone and going into something that she really likes or can begin to like if you don't like it. Because a lot of times, oh, I don't like to do that. Oh, that doesn't do anything for me. Well, quite naturally, if you don't give it a try, it won't do anything for you. My mother used to say, nothing fails but a try. You can't fail if you don't try. You can't fail at something unless you at least try it. Right?
Right.
Took me a long time to understand what she was saying, but I get it now. I get it now. Number six, practice mindfulness. One of the big things that overthinkers struggle with is the ability to live in the present moment. So consumed by the failures of the past and the worries over the future, the present moment does not get the attention and love it deserves. Lao Tzu said that if you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. And if you are at peace, you are living in the present. Do you agree with that? If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. So how can we live in peace in the present moment? Well, we have already discussed some of the strategies that can help you quiet the mind and ground yourself to present moment, including breathing, talking less, getting physical, and doing other activities that help redirect attention and bring the mind into flow. But one of the best things you can possibly do is practice mindfulness, a form of meditation where you focus on the present moment without judgment. As the obsessive, worrying thoughts come in, you acknowledge them and let them go, energetically releasing them and clearing your space. I strongly recommend learning mindful meditation techniques. I don't, but the person who's writing this article. I'm kind of funny about that meditation and yoga stuff because I really haven't gotten into it and I really don't know what it's all about, but I'm kind of iffy about some of those things, you know, so it's not my suggestion, but it's called Transcendental Meditation. Or if you are having trouble doing it yourself, seeking counseling from someone who practices. And I don't know if they're calling on other entities, other gods, or what. So, you know, use that with your own discretion. Mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. And I don't know what that is about. But number seven, surrender to the universe. Only know that God is the center of the universe. And if they're talking about that, then I can understand that. But we will see what they have to say. When we worry, we are essentially hoping to control the flow of life because we are attached to the outcome of a situation. We want things to happen a certain way, and we are terrified that things could go wrong or that bad things could happen. In reality, we have little to no control over the unfolding of events in life, at least not from the conscious standpoint that our worrying will directly impact the outcome in the way we want. So we can worry and obsess, or we can accept all that is and let go of our attachment to the outcomes. The universe is way older and wiser than we are. And instead of obsessively worrying, we can let go of control and with love and trust surrender to the universe. Surrender does not mean giving up. It just means you are willing to go with the flow of the current, accepting things for what they are, things you cannot change. The serenity prayer, the things I cannot change, and the things that I can change, and know the difference of what I can change and cannot change. That's what that's about. And, you know, that had to do with my positive thinking when it opened up, you know. You cannot control other people, situations, or circumstances, but you can control what's going on in you. I opened up with that. I did not think I was going to do the 8 ways to stop overthinking, but I guess all things work together for good, and here we are. And here we are. Okay. Let me see where I left off. Surrender is a form of release and a form of peace because it means you are willing to trust that everything will work out as it is supposed to. Trust that everything happens in its proper time and place, and you are exactly where you are supposed to be. There are no mistakes in life. Whether you think you are the author and finisher of your own life or not, okay? That's another subject at another time. Even the concept of worrying about good or bad outcomes is flawed from this perspective and nothing more than a symptom of duality, which is only an illusion. As you zoom out to the grand scheme of the universe, there is no such thing as good or bad. It is all one. Two sides of the same coin. Isn't that something? There are no mistakes in life. I didn't know how that sentence was going to end up because I did not read it beforehand. But all things are working together for this subject I'm talking about. Okay. Remember, your thoughts create your reality. Even though I just said that we have no control over the unfolding of events in life. And this is true, at least from the part of the conscious mind and its ability to dictate events or thoughts do energetically shape and create our reality over time. I'll read that again, okay? Even though what was just said, that we have no control over the unfolding of events in life, right? And this is true, at least from the part of the conscious mind and its ability to dictate events. Did you know your mind had that power to dictate events? Our thoughts do energetically shape and create our reality over time. Like attracts like. Someone's phone is going off, so hold on. Okay, it's over. Like attracts like. And so the more you worry about something, the more you will begin to attract exactly the energy you are worried about. If you still haven't seen the wonderful online series, Spirit Science, I strongly recommend you view episode 1, which does an excellent job explaining how our thoughts create our reality. Now that's powerful, and that's scary in a way, especially if you are caught up in negative thinking. And if you stay on that vein too long, then that's all you hear. That's all you see. And everything becomes negative because your thoughts, the energy that you have put toward those things, have created this reality. And it's not working. And now nothing goes right for me. And I'm depressed. How can I move on? How can I get out of this life I've created with my own thinking? Wow. Let's go a little deeper. We must be mindful of our thoughts because our thoughts have power more than we realize. If you obsessively fear losing your job, you are actually increasing the likelihood of getting fired, not decreasing it. Same if you are worrying about contracting a life-threatening disease or medical condition, the more energy you send in that direction, the more likely you are to unknowingly give permission to your body to manifest this condition. Your thoughts and feelings will energetically create your life, which is why my life, this is the man who wrote the article, his life partner, sound healer Jimmy Olam, always says, worrying is a misuse of creative energy. Do you want to create a happy life, living in peace in the moment? If so, you have all of the tools to make this a reality by being mindful and present in your thoughts. You also have all the tools to create a life of worry and negativity. If you continue to overthink and obsess about negative events, the choice is yours, and I lovingly hope that you choose wisely. Blessings and love. Now, this is the author's note. Do you agree? Are you an overthinker or recovering overthinking? Like a recovering alcoholic. That's what this is about. Okay. And have these tips work for you? What other suggestions can you make to break this cycle? I would love to hear from you. About the author of this article I have been reading to you, Dr. Kelly Neff is a renowned psychologist. She has reached millions of people with her articles on psychology, transformation, and wellness, which have been featured on websites like The Mind Unleashed, Mind Body Green, My Tiny Secrets, and now The Lucid Planet. Before she became a full-time author, Dr. Neff spent 7 years as a psychology professor, where she helped thousands of students learn about health, relationships, love, and sexuality, and co-authored the groundbreaking manual in her field, Teaching Psychology Online. I tell my kids, anything you want is online. You just have to ask some Google to get it, and it'll pop it up, right? Anything's on there. And I'm going to finish this last paragraph, and I do have a guest, Thunderbolt Patterson. In just a few minutes, I will turn my attention to him. I just want to read this last paragraph. Dr. Neff is an avid participant in the visionary art, music, and culture scene in her home state of Colorado and beyond. You might find her traveling the globe to give workshops, speeches, and do research at transformational festivities. You can find her on Facebook and Twitter. Light and love. So I hope you enjoyed that. I was able to finish that article on eight ways to overcome overthinking. So hopefully that was able to help some of you who were listening. Okay. And remember, anything you want is on the internet. Okay. All right. So I will turn my attention to my guest for the second, 15 minutes. All right, I'm ready.
Well, first of all, I'd like to know, you know, the subject and what you're talking about, Whacking.
Right.
Tell me what's going on here this morning, today.
The subject was overthinking.
Overthinking.
8 ways to stop overthinking.
Okay.
Okay. You know, some people think about things all the time.
Yes.
And they find it hard to move on. You know, and every time they run into somebody, they talk about the same subject all the time because mm-hmm. they're still stuck there mm-hmm. and they haven't moved on mm-hmm. in life. Mm-hmm. So, and I started out saying that, you know, maybe some of your friends or associates, you know, when they see you coming, they want to go the other way because they already know what you're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that this particular person is overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
They continuously think about
the same thing.
The same thing.
Well, is it negative or positive?
Well, mostly, it can be negative.
Yeah, well, I mean, we should try to get away from all negative thoughts.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
And, you know, ma'am, thinking, I think a lot of people think a lot. They worry. Worry make you think when you're uncertain,
mm-hmm.
you know, not knowing. And the thing is, ma'am, we don't have to worry about nothing. If we do what we are supposed to do, whatever it is, we got to turn it over. See, you know, and you can, I am religious. I mean, I believe in God. So that's the only thing I can talk about. If you got problems or worrying all the time or things just ain't going your way, hey, what they say? Give it over to God. Let go and let God. And live your life.
That's true.
Come on, talk to me a little bit now. Come on, talk to me. Okay. Yeah, I want you talk.
That's
to
true.
Me. You know, because
you're right. You're absolutely right. We're supposed to give it to God.
And see, I mean, and God fits in everything, and it's not one thing that He can help with us.
Right.
You know, help us with, mm-hmm. and for you to just dwell on something all the time, that will get on people's nerve.
Yes.
But worrying about something you don't have to do.
Right. Right. But that's why I brought the article up, because a lot of people do.
Okay.
You know.
Let us talk to you a little bit,
right,
and see what's your feeling, see if we can help you out just a little bit.
If you are an overthinker.
Right. Overthinker.
Call 740-383-9944.
I mean, it's a overthinker. Good when you think, you got to think about some things now, ma'am.
That's true.
I mean, you can't just shut it down. Right. If you're thinking about positive things or thinking about other people, or the biggest problem is just thinking about yourself. Get caught up in yourself.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem. You know what I mean? We get caught up in ourselves a little bit and don't think about the other person.
That's true.
Oh, I know it's true.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so many husbands and wife out there sit in the same house and think different.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? Won't him talk.
To each other.
Won't him communicate. Mm. You know, we got to learn. We got to flip the flop.
True.
We got to make a change. We must renew our mind.
Absolutely.
We got to humble ourselves.
Right.
We got to be willing for a change.
Mm-hmm.
See, if we don't do those things, we have no chance.
Right.
And understanding is the greatest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Out of all you're getting.
Get you some understanding. Whatever it is.
Right.
Don't just jump off in anything and everything and don't know nothing about it. Look out now.
Or go around in circles.
Oh, hey, that's going to that. You're going to get dizzy pretty soon and you're going to fall. But going around in circles, no, is no good.
No.
Because that's just like going backwards. You know, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people in relationships,
mm-hmm.
go backwards.
Right.
If it didn't work the first time, it's.
9 times out of 10.
They say it won't work the next time. You know, but they do that because they're working on. See, we got to learn, y'all, to drop that flesh.
Mm-hmm.
We got to drop that flesh. Now, everything is all right in its place.
Right.
But we got to learn to drop that flesh and that self. That I, mine, all them things like that, we got to lay those down because other people play a part in your life. You know, if you got a mate, a wife, or whatever, hey, come on, you got to be considerate. You know what I mean? Hey, are you hearing me? Come on now, talk to me a little bit.
No,
now I can't talk about myself now.
Well, you were finishing your thoughts.
Well, I want
butt
in on me.
Yeah.
Butt in on me and let's talk about this thing together.
Absolutely.
Okay. Huh?
I wanted to hear you finish what you had to say. Did you
hear what I said?
I heard exactly.
So what you think?
It's very important for me to hear. Okay. And not only just me.
Everybody.
People who are listening.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
You finish your
Everybody
thoughts.
Got to understand.
Right.
And understand that there's another individual or other your children. We got to get understanding. We got to get humble. We got to be willing to change. I mean, if something hasn't worked for you all these years, why do the same thing over?
Right. Nothing's happened to change.
That is.
Nothing's happened to
change. And you might like it. Whatever in life that you're looking for is looking for you too.
Amen.
If all you got to do it starts following the right thing, and that's Jesus.
Yes.
I mean, yes. I don't mean to, and well, I'm not apologizing, because I don't apologize to nobody, because I love Jesus.
Right.
And Jesus have helped me, and it's my duty to pass that on.
Yes, absolutely.
Because anybody, now if you don't need no help, that's your business out there.
Mm-hmm.
But try it, you might like it. I mean, because he's really done a lot for me.
Yes. Yeah. Well, like higher power, which was one of the subjects, you know, just turn it over to the universe. And I was explaining when I was doing this talk on there that, you know, the only higher power or universe is the king of the universe, which is God.
Come on.
He created all these things.
Ma'am.
So give your thoughts and your mind to him, you know, and let him continue to shape, mold, and form your future for you, you know, that you're looking for. And like you said, you know, what you're looking for is looking for you. And that was so profound. And I'm sure that the listeners found that very positive.
And see, to a little bit of understanding of that, you alter your good things that come to you by what your actions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
right.
Like whatever happened to you is your own fault.
True, because you allow it, right?
You allow it. The danger of toleration. You know, it go along with something that you're not used to going along with,
mm-hmm.
or you know, trying to take advantage of somebody, and you see that.
Mm-hmm.
And you go along with that.
Right.
It's too much of that going on today for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But no one has to go along with nothing that they don't want to.
Right. Right.
And it's a dangerous thing. You can't change things after you done went along with things for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you decide, well, this ain't right. For me, it's hard to change things like that.
But you can step out.
You better step out. You better get on out of it if you can. You're absolutely right.
You
got to get away from it.
And the best thing to do is to move on.
And see, that's a growth there. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it would nothing but a fool stay in the place where they've been mistreated or used.
Right, right. Or going in a circle.
Well, that circle leads to nothing, doesn't it?
Nothing. Right. You're still going around this
round and
circle.
Round, yes, ma'am.
You know, and you're not getting anywhere. Going to get anywhere.
Not going to get anywhere.
So step out of that circle and move on to your new life.
Because it's same way, whatever you looking for is looking for you.
Yes, probably.
But God will send it to you if you get yourself right.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying to you?
I hear you. I know they're listening too. Yes.
I mean, it's deep. We look in the wrong places for the wrong things and the wrong reasons. Step out the box. Get out of that box, y'all. You just might find something that might make you happy.
Amen.
Look out
Amen.
Now.
Amen. The exact thing you're looking for, right? And you're the exact thing that's waiting for you.
Ma'am.
It's waiting for you to step into it. Absolutely.
That's it. That's the whole story right there. And it's so simple. I mean, it's the simplest, one of the simplest things there is. But can you do it?
Yes.
And can't nobody do it for you?
Yes.
You got to do it.
You
got to
want it.
If you want it for yourself
or yours,
you got to make the step. God has done everything that possible.
Amen.
But we just disobedient. Oh,
right.
Jesus. No more.
That's true.
How sweet it is.
I'm so glad you came to sit
How
with
sweet.
Me.
Hey, anytime, ma'am. I mean, this is what I love to do. I love to try and tell people that will listen, because it's all in the book. There is not one thing that's not covered.
Right.
All you got to do is get some understanding.
Right.
A lot of things you don't understand. Ask somebody. people.
Right, right.
You know, that knows. Not, I mean, you can't just ask anybody, because a lot of people are leading people the wrong way.
That's true.
Well, you see that every day.
Every day.
In this country, and these preachers and politicians and even man and woman leading one another the wrong way. We got to, is it people, what's so hard in coming together?
Well, one thing is some of this stuff here, the overthinking.
But everybody, God give us grace.
Yes, he does give us grace.
And God give whatever you want to do, all you got to do is slow down and ask him.
Yes.
And be sincere in your heart.
That's right.
And acknowledge that he... You hear me?
Acknowledge that he is Jesus. Yes.
And the blood.
We're out of time. We are out of time. So hopefully we can continue this conversation.
When?
Later.
When?
Soon, I
Deep.
Hope. But thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And my guest, Thunderbolt Patterson, will be around for a while. And hopefully we can continue this vein of conversation about overthinking. So till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's...